Music Mobile presents year-round concerts, workshops, residencies, cultural exchanges, and special projects in conjunction with schools, parks and playgrounds, libraries, community agencies, nursing homes, senior centers, and festivals. Music Mobile was founded in 1977 by the wonderful Ruth Pelham, who I was just catching up with, and it's a delight to see her. She is radiant today, and she has brought this learning and love of music to the neighborhoods of Albany. 34 years, and hundreds of neighborhoods later, Music Mobile has served tens of thousands of diverse people of all ages in the United States and across the world. The Music Mobile's 34th anniversary celebration takes place this coming Wednesday night. So that's next Wednesday at 6 o'clock at WAMC's The Linda. And to tell us more, we welcome the founder of the Music Mobile, Ruth Pelham. Ruth, it's great to see you. Thank you very much for being here. It's great to see you, Joe.
I've been here many times, and it's always a pleasure speaking with you and also getting the word out to the listening audience about what we're doing at Music Mobile.
You know, I have to say, when I'm out and about and I'm driving around the city for one reason or another, I'm going to an event or doing something or covering something or interviewing somebody or whatever the case may be, and I'm going over to St. Rose and I'm going to Albany, and I'll see Ruth. I'll see you. And you're going from one place to another, and it never fails to amaze me of just how many times I spot you. You're very busy. It just seems like because you think of it a little bit like, because I grew up, my mother was a librarian, and I grew up in a bookmobile.
You did?
Yes. My mother would ride, go to various communities, and I would sort of like hunker down in the desk and sort of walk around and help. And when I was a kid, and my mother would drive the bookmobile and bring books to the communities. And I was like, you know, the kid, but that's how I grew up in the very early years of my life. So I often think of that when I see you going around from place to place and community to community and sharing not books, but music.
So you've had the experience as a young person of looking out the windows of that bookmobile.
Yeah.
And seeing the response that people have to what you don't usually see on the street.
Yeah.
So you get it, why we do that. The Music Mobile is something that you can't miss. It's a van that's decorated with children's drawings with a big speaker in the front.
Right.
That plays the Music Mobile theme song. So you see it, you hear it, and then you participate in what we're doing. And as the Bookmobile does, the idea is to go to people where they are, knowing that people have a hard time sometimes getting to where there are programs, and also with funding being less and less available these days, the need for programs that go right to the people becomes even more. We don't only go to parks and playgrounds. We go to schools. We go to libraries. We go to senior centers, do programs with
right.
elders and kids. And what our event is all about is celebrating, it's called The Beat of the Street, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow.
Mm.
So it's what we've done and where we're heading.
And it seems that, obviously, an event like this is very important because this is how you make some of your money, right?
Our goal is to raise $33,000 through this event.
You should go for 34.
We should go for 35,
well,
and people can
well, just
sure.
keep up with, keep up
34,
with the, yeah,
that's
yeah,
right,
keep up
I
with
get
34,
it.
Yeah, and the next year go for 35.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing that is that our public funding through community development block grant, federal, state, local monies are drying up. And every organization, we're a nonprofit, needs to look at other strategies and ways of generating support. So this is the second year that we're doing our anniversary benefit. And we have a great lineup.
Well, I was about to say, just read a little bit of who's coming, because this will tell you what a special part of the community the Music Mobile is, and how important. And by the way, you know, we were talking about Ernie Williams this morning.
I heard you talking about that.
You know, it's just so sad. But you know, you like him of just being one of those when people think of music in this region, that's what they think of. And I would think that there is such nostalgia now that you've been around for 34 years that those little kids grow up.
Well, we run into those little kids all the time.
Yeah.
Some of them are school principals. Some of them are bankers. Some of them work in nursing homes. Some of them—
So let them pony up some money.
Actually, you know, people are ponying up money.
That's great.
And I love that you're saying that. And we definitely accept contributions. No, shall I give a plug here?
You
can send your check. We're tax exempt to Music Mobile at P.O. Box 6024.
I think legally on the radio, we have to say... we have to say that for more information,
that's right.
You can go and find that information.
That's right. And yes. Our zip code is Albany, New York, 12206. And reservations are going quickly for our event. They're $75. And what we're having is from, well, let me answer your question of who's going to be at this event.
Yeah, because this is impressive.
This is wonderful. Our MC for the evening is the wonderful Paul Grondahl.
I love Paul.
Who is the
Money
award-winning
the
journalist and biographer working for the Times Union and writing fabulous books.
Nobody better.
Paul is quintessential. He's wonderful.
Absolutely.
And who will be singing at the event is Pulitzer Prize-winning author William Kennedy.
Which is so cool.
And his friends Joe Gagan, Jim Hart, and Stuart Freyer. And they're going to be singing Tin Pan Alley songs in barbershop quartet style. Many people don't know that Bill Kennedy sings, but he's been singing ever since he's a kid.
Yeah.
The other people singing will be Mary Nell Morgan, who is a professor and mentor at Empire State College, who grew up with the songs of the Civil Rights Movement and will be singing songs about people standing up for each other. And the wonderful Benita Zahn will be singing show tunes, and we're going to all be singing together. And then I'll be singing, and I'll be accompanied by Alan Thompson. And I guess what's going to be a big part of it is the whole group of guests will be singing. We're anticipating a good 225 to 250 people. So again, that's Bill Kennedy and friends, Benita Zahn, Mary Nell Morgan, Paul Grondahl emceeing. And we have great sponsors for the event, the Times Union, M&T Bank, Stewart Shop, CSEA, and another 14 sponsors. It's going to be incredible. And I guess what I want to say is, why singing? What is it about singing that is so powerful?
Right.
Did you sing as a kid?
Yeah, poorly, but sure.
See, and that's fabulous.
Yeah.
And there's something about our notion of singing that makes us think we have to sound terrific. What we do at Music Mobile is to create situations where everybody's voice is welcome. It isn't a great voice, a bad voice. It's your voice. It's our voice.
Right.
And the songs that we sing are on themes of people getting along with each other, of standing up for other people. We also link it into learning, to anti-bullying, even math and science.
Yeah.
So in talking with Bill Kennedy and Benita Zahn and Mary Nell Morgan, I asked them, was music part of your childhood? And for every one of them, absolutely. And for each of them, they're magnificent professionals in their fields as writers, teachers, spokespeople, and the music and the singing becomes a link to their hearts, to their creativity, their sensibilities, and to the world out there.
Right.
So we're hoping people are going to not only come to our event on March 28th at 6 o'clock at the Linda, but will check into our website at musicmobile.org. And come to our programs. We're going to be out and about in the summer. We'll be out in the springtime. We're out, and as you said, Joe, you see the van all the time.
The
and let me say, Music Mobile is not only Ruth Pelham. We have a wonderful staff. Tara Miller is our business director. Janet Jones is our program associate. And we have a host of young people that work with us. And we're often looking for volunteers and people to come on and add their voices to our offerings to the community.
Which is just terrific.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Yeah, really great. Now here's what we're almost out of time, but I'm hoping you struck my curiosity because I don't think I know the Music Mobile theme.
Let me sing it.
Okay.
May
so
I do
if
that?
If you can sing the Music Mobile theme, that would be great.
I will sing the theme song.
I didn't know. I think it's so cool you have a theme song.
I go everywhere. Well, you know, I wrote that the first day I was hired to start Music Mobile.
All right.
Through a federal, it's now a nonprofit. Anyway, it goes like this. And if anybody who would like to clap along and join in, put your hands together and clap along and sing with me.
Okay.
Come along, sing a song. It's the Music Mobile. Have fun, build a drum. It's the Music Mobile. If you're a kid, bring a friend to the Music Mobile. It's a treat on the street. Be the beat of the Music Mobile. Joe, I'll sing it again. You can sign us out if that's what you're doing, okay?
Indeed. The Music Mobile's 34th anniversary celebration takes place this Thursday night. This coming Wednesday night. Next week, Wednesday night, 6 to 9 p.m. at WAMC's The Linda. You can go to thelinda.org for more information.
And we have great food, 26 restaurants donating food. So come on and eat and sing and be with us.
It's fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. Go to thelinda.org for more information and help out the Music Mobile for their 34th anniversary celebration, thelinda.org. Ruth, you're wonderful. Thank you very much. Best of luck and continued success.
Thanks so much, Joe.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much.